but such as I have, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Ain't God all right? They didn't have to put no hands on him. They didn't have to lay hands. All he did was use his voice, and he didn't holler louder. He said, in the name.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 o'clock a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night Bible study is on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Friday Joy Night is also on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Monday through Saturday morning prayer is at 9:30 on the Johnson Temple Prayer Line. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir and an uplifting message from Elder John Owens, an associate elder at Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Numbers 22, starting at the fifth verse, and we'll read down to the sixth verse of that same chapter. And it reads, he sent messengers therefore to Balaam, the son of Beor, to Peor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, behold, there is a people coming out of Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come now, Therefore, I pray thee, curse me these people, for they are mighty for me. Pre-average, I shall prevail that we may smite them, and they may drive, that I may drive them out of the land. But I want that he whom thou bless is blessed, and he whom thou curse is cursed. Amen. Amen. And you may be seated in the house of the Lord.
Speak a word.
Amen. And if I would leave you with a thought this morning, amen, it would be the devil can't curse what God has blessed. Can you say that with me this morning? The devil can't curse what God has blessed. And all I want to tell everyone that feels, know that without a doubt that you have been blessed. I want you to point to yourself. And say the devil can't curse what God has blessed. I am blessed. Do you really believe that this morning? By God. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm peculiar in God's sight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I'm glad about that this morning because God has been so good to us and he's been so merciful unto us, and all we got to do is put our trust in the Lord, because no matter what the devil try to do, I want you to know he will try to stop you. He will try to hinder you. He will try to hurt you. But I want you to know this morning that the devil can't stop what God has blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are a blessed people because God has blessed us. We are blessed because God has blessed us. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just want that to soak in for a minute. Yes. We are blessed because God has blessed us. Yes, our parents might bless us with a little something, and the pastor might bless us with a little something. But nobody, tell your neighbor, nobody can bless you like God can bless you. Yes. Hallelujah. When God bless you, can't nobody harm you. The Bible said, if God be for you, he just asked a notorious question. Because he already knew that. He said, if God be for you, who?
That's right.
Hallelujah. Who can be against you? Can't nobody touch you when you're in the arms of the Lord. Hallelujah. You ought to get excited about that. Because every now and then the devil will come and knock on your door. But I want you to know, if he knocked, all you got to tell him that I'm covered. I'm covered under the blood of Jesus. I assume I'm the only one to get excited about that. Because every now and then the devil try to knock me down, but I know that I'm covered under the blood. Every now and then he throws some pitfalls in my way, but I know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm covered. Oh, I might fall, but I will get up. Glory to God, because I got a God that is always with me. 24/7. 7 days out of a week, he is with me. And the Bible said that he is greater than the world against me. He put it like that. He said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So no matter what the devil tries to do to you, just know that you serve a God that is greater. Tell your neighbor that we serve a God that is greater. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the problem with the coverage is that we have to be obedient to the voice of God. You see, we can't stir out and go with all kinds of ways and expect God to cover. You know, we got to stay under the umbrella of God by being obedient to God and trusting him with all your heart. Solomon said, lean not unto your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will. Oh, I ought to get a witness out of here. Do I have anybody praying with me this morning? He said that he will direct your path. And I promise you, if God is directing your path, he know how to lead and guide you every step of the way. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. David says, your name do I walk through the valley of the shadow. I'm leaving my lesson all by myself. He said, no, do I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. I feel no evil. Why? With me, you are my rod and my staff. You comfort me every step of the way. So it doesn't matter what the devil has in store, he can't curse what God has blessed. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28 and 2 said, all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. The blessings shall be in the city, and blessings shall be in the country. Blessings shall be when you go out. Ain't got nobody getting excited about that. He said, I'm blessing the city. He said, I'm blessing the country. He says, I'm blessed when I go out. And blessing when I come in. I am blessed. I am blessed. Some writer said that God got a blessing with your name on. Do you believe that? God got a blessing with your name on. And Shirley Caesar said, we are next in line for a blessing. And I believe that. Every day of my life, I'm looking. I'm expecting God to bless me. I don't walk out of my house looking for God, the devil, to destroy me. But every time I get up out of my bed, I know that God is going to bless me all day long.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I know this. I don't have no doubt in my mind. Because I, why, preacher? Because I belong to God. My body, it belonged to God. My heart, it belonged to God. My whole body belonged to God. And because I belong to God, he takes care of me. I don't have to wonder if God gonna take care of me. I know he's giving me the strength to move on just a little while longer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. The reason why that we have all these troubles in our life, because the prince of this world, which is the devil, don't want us to make it. He's not your friend. Just because he's whispering in your ear, that don't mean he's your friend. The Bible said that he comes only for one thing. He come to steal, he come to kill, and he come to destroy. But I'm glad, ain't you glad that scripture didn't stop there? Aren't you glad that scripture didn't stop there? He told the scripture said that the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy, but the God kept going. He said, but I come. smiling because you got the abundant life. I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer because I am blessed. What the devil can't curse, what God has blessed. I got to move on. I got to move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm so excited to let you know we don't have to walk this journey alone. Why? Because we got a God that is with us every step. Do you believe that God is with you every step of the way? Sometimes you don't feel like it, but he's there. Sometimes it don't look like it, but he's there. Glory to God. Every step of the way, every step of your journey, God is with you. Oh, yes, he is. This is the to those who don't know or to have forgotten that God, we serve a God who loves us. He loves us so much that he promised that he'll always be there for us. Psalms 46 and 1, I love this scripture. For God is our refuge.
Yes.
For God is our refuge.
Yes.
A very present help.
Yes.
In times of trouble. In other words, God don't leave you when you get in trouble. God don't leave you when the burden get heavy. He's always there with you. Even in the times of trouble, your sisters and brothers might leave you. Your uncles and cousins might leave you. Your mama and daddy might leave you. But thank you, Lord. I'm glad about that. I'm glad I got somebody that I can lean on in times of trouble when my tears are running down my cheek. God is there for me, and he said it's going to be all right. Have you ever heard that from God? It's going to be all right. If you ever hear God whisper, it's going to be all right because I'm here with you, and I'm more than the world against you.
Hallelujah.
We must trust God, who is the true and the living God, the almighty God. He has power. Not only does he have power, but he has authority. A lot of people got power. You out, but God has the authority to get you out. Glory to God. Any circumstances and any situation you find yourself in, Isaiah 59 and 1 says, surely the arms of the Lord is not too short to save you, nor his ears too deaf to hear you. He's not too short that he can't reach way down and pick you up. His ears are not too heavy that he can't hear you. All you got to do is call on him. Anybody ever called on him? Won't he make a way for you? Won't he open doors for you? Won't he pick you up? Won't he turn you around? Glory to God. Put a running in your feet. Put a clapping in your hand. Yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Thank you, Lord. Let me move on. Let me move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Moses is the author of the first five books of the Bible. Our text tells us where the children of Israel was set free from bondage of Egypt with a strong hand of God. And they was there on their way to the promised land. They was on their way to the promised land. And as they were going to the promised land, all they wanted to do was to travel through these lands. And every time they would get to a nation, and they would ask them, just let me travel through your land. And And the Ammonites were so bold and bad that they would let the children of Israel travel through. So they began to fight the children of Israel, but God delivered them into their hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And Balaam saw how God delivered the children of the Ammonites into the hands of the children of Israel. So it got him a little nervous and it got him a little scared. So he wanted to send for Balaam. Wanted to send for Balaam because Balaam was what I call a witch doctor. Gonna put a spell on the children of Susa. We're gonna call them to put a spell on the children of Israel. Look at this. Look at this. But watch this. Watch this. And then he called Balaam to come. And Balaam said to the officers that came to him, you know, he spurred some of the little peons there to call Balaam. And Balaam said, let me go. Now, this is amazing here. You've got to watch this. This is amazing. Now, he said, Balaam, which is a soothsayer, a witch doctor, said, I got to go and talk to God. Said, I got to go and talk to God. And he went and talked to God. And God said, who do you have there with you? He said, Balaam, officers, they're coming so that I can curse the children of Israel. And God said to Balaam, said, now, you can't curse them. And you can't, even, matter of fact, you can't even go with them. And so Balaam told Balaam, officers, that I can't go with you. God said, I can't go with you. But watch this, the devil don't stop trying to hit you with a curse. So Balaam sent some more men with higher rank. You know, the peon, sometimes people can say to the peon, no, I ain't worried about you, I ain't going. But then when they send somebody with a little more authority, it shakes you. Oh, I know I'm talking to somebody here. It shakes you in your boots and it makes you do some things that you normally wouldn't do. Thank you, Lord. And Balaam said to his officer, said, you tell Balaam, now don't delay. I need you to come because I can bless you. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it for you. But just come, please come and curse these people. I want you to come and curse these people. And watch Balaam. Watch Balaam. Balaam said, let me go and see what else God had to say. Woo! So God said to Balaam, you just because they came, now you go on with them. You just go on with them. And as Balaam was going on his donkey, look at here. The Bible said that the donkey saw the angel standing there with a sword, ready to kill Balaam. And the donkey saw it, and he moved off the road into the field. And the Bible said that Balaam hit the donkey. And then the angel went a little further where there was a wall on one side and a wall on the other side. And it had nowhere to go. And so the donkey pushed itself to the wall and crushed Balaam's feet. Balaam got mad. And hit the donkey again. And then the angel got to a place where there was no right way he could go, no left way he could go. All he could go was one way. And the donkey saw the angel with the sword thrown back. And the donkey just laid down. You can't curse what God has blessed. You cannot curse what God has blessed. And Balaam got so mad that he beat the donkey. And God opened the mouth of the donkey. Donkey said, why you hit me like that? Why you treating me like that? You know, all my life I've been raised riding you. I've
been riding you up and down this road, and I ain't never done this before. Why are you hitting me? And God opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel standing there with a sword. And the angel told him, said, if that donkey wouldn't have sat down, I would have killed you and made Lot him to live. You can't curse what God has blessed. You hear me? You can't curse what God has blessed. And I've been blessed by God. I ought not to be the only one in this house that can holler and say, I've been blessed. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And he opened up his eyes and he saw the angel standing there. And the angel told him, said, if that donkey wouldn't have sat down, I would have killed you today. And Balaam said, God, like we ought to do every now and then, whatever you want me to do. He got his attention there. He said, whatever you want me to do. Do just what you want me to do. I say what you want me to say. I go where you want me to go. Whatever you say, I do that. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And let me cut across the field now. Now he got to Balak. And Balak said, now come here, let me show you where my enemy said. And he stood up there and he said, now there they are right there. I want you to curse them. And Balaam said, I want you to build 7 altars with 7 bullocks and 7 rams. I want you to put them on the altar, and I want you to pray, stay right here while I go over there and see what the Lord say again. God said, what I bless, you can't curse. What I bless, you can't curse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he did it 3 times. And all Balaam was able to do was bless the children of Israel. And Balaam said, I brought you here to cuss my enemy, but you blessed them all 3 times. Now I need you to go home. And leave me alone. Thank you, Lord. But I'm blessing the city. And I'm blessing the country. I was blessed when I rose up this morning. And the Bible said in John 14 said, let not your heart be troubled. He that believe in me, believe also in my Father. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you, but I'm going away to prepare your place. Where I am, you'll be there with me. That's my final blessing. With the Lord, every day will be hotter, hotter, and no goodbyes. Every day will be sunny days. Glory to God. I'm so glad that I'm waiting on my last blessing. When I be with the Lord, when I see him say, well done, that good and faithful servant, you've been faithful over a few things, and to the kingdom of God, I'm gonna be glad. Will you be glad? Isn't that great getting up morning?